I have two wonderful guests with me, Deborah Green and Eileen Kaplan. Deborah is representing, she's the director of the Academic Support Services at Howard Community College, and Eileen, she's the manager of Step Up. Welcome to both of you, and thank you so much for taking the time speaking with me today.
Thanks for having us, Chris.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about tutoring. We're going to talk about what that is like. We're going to talk about the difference that it really can't make in a student's life. But before we do that, I always like to get to learn a little bit about my guests, you know, just kind of find out why you do what you do and how you got to be where you are today at HCC. So Deborah, let's start with you. If you can share a little bit about your story and what inspires you to continue to do, you know, work in the academic realm and helping students, and why you got to HCC.
Sure. I'm actually a native of New Jersey, but I've been in Maryland here for probably over 20 years, but I haven't quite claimed Maryland as my home for some reason. So in terms of the work that I do, I always want to give back to students. Just based upon my experience, just as you mentioned, Chris, I was a first generation college student. And so I didn't really know the ropes. I didn't really find out about things like tutoring until maybe my junior year in college. And I definitely could have used the help, but I just didn't have the knowledge or to navigate that college experience. And so coming into education, I really wanted to help students like me, or that seemed kind of, you know, different in terms of the way that they navigated the college experience by, you know, knowing more about it. So we try to be more visible, and that way students don't necessarily have to find out about us too late in the way that I kind of did when I was in college. I worked previously at Prince George's Community College for about 8 years. In a similar capacity, mostly, again, working with first-generation college students and low-income college students. And then I found my way to HCC about 11 years ago. And it'll be 12 years in September, actually.
Congratulations. That's a long time helping others. And I love what you said. You said, you know, that I wish I had found out about this sooner. And I think that it happens many times to a lot of people where, yes. And you know, I do have to say I was a good student, but that doesn't mean that I did not need other type of resources. Absolutely. And we're all struggling always usually to find, you know, those resources. And that's like part of the reason why we're doing this special programming about HCC, because we really want our community, we really want our students, especially now that we are home, we want you to know that we are here. We want you to know everything that's available for you. It always has been there. This is not new. What's new is the way in which we are operating, right? Where we are connecting with you differently, where we are not face-to-face, but rather online or over the phone or, you know, via email. But all of those services are still here for you, and we want you to take advantage of them. We don't want you to struggle like, you know, like we did when we were students and we needed some resources and we didn't know where to find it. We really want everybody to know where to turn, where to go when you need help. So Eileen, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I've been with the college for almost 27 years. I found the college through returning to work from being a stay-at-home mom. I knew that if I was going to go back into the workforce, I needed to increase my computer skills. So I was taking classes in our open computer lab, and one of the instructors in there asked me if I was looking for a job. And I said, yes, I will be when I finish my classes. And so she just said that she knew of a position that I might want to consider. And it happened to be at HCC. And I have been there ever since in several capacities, but I've been with Step Up for maybe about 12 years now. And that is by far my favorite position, because I have the ability to communicate and to interact with not only our students, but our faculty and staff as well. So to me, it's the best of both worlds.
And you know, there's something that I want us to explore a little bit. just because I know for all of us who work at HEC, is not unusual to hear. I've been at HEC for this many, many years, and there's a lot of people who have been at HEC for many years. I know in my department, we're a small department. Majority of them have been, I think, all of our radio staff is like the youngest, you know, and I'm coming up to 10 years soon. And we're the youngest, we're the ones who have worked there the least, and everybody else has been there for a very long time. So I wanna talk a little bit about that, because I think it's important for people to know that this is really a great place, not just for students to come and have a great experience, but there's a reason why, you know, we stay as long as we do working at HEC. So Eileen, can you tell us a little bit, since you're the one from the three of us who have worked the longest at HEC, can you just share a little bit about that culture at HEC as an employee?
Absolutely. So as you say, the culture is so supportive of our continuing our own education, as well as raising a family. Everyone is very friendly and knows how to support each other. And like I say, if you need to take time off because you're raising a family or because you have a sick parent, or simply just to be with your coworkers, everyone is supportive of each other. So that's part of what makes it a great culture to work for. And as far as friends and growth, there's nowhere better to work that supports our growth more than the college.
And that trickles down into the work that we do. You know, when you have a supportive environment at work, when you have a supportive boss, when you have people that you work with who you feel like it's your team, that it's your family, and you feel comfortable, you really bring that into your day-to-day operations, and you really try to mimic what you're receiving and expand it to everybody that you encounter. And, you know, let that be your coworkers or your students or anybody that you encounter. I mean, the way that you feel is the way that you portray everything else at work. So I really appreciate that about HEC, because I actually have had experiences where, you know, we're a little more challenging, and I know what a difference it is to have somebody who cares about their employees, because they see them as people, as part of the team. And that's how I feel that HEC sees all of us. They see us as valuable assets of the college. So, and we can bring that to our students and everybody else that we encounter at HEC. So the dictionary defines tutoring as helping students improve their learning strategies in order to promote independence and empowerment. I wanted to talk about, and I wanted to bring that up because I think that we have a misconception of tutoring. And we think that if we need a tutor is because we need assistance and we cannot do it on our own, and we are gonna need a tutor forever. And this definition here kind of breaks that a little bit, right? It's telling that it's promoting independence, right? And it's promoting empowerment. Whereas the perception that I think we generally have is, if I need a tutor is because I have problems. It's like, you know, I'm the problematic child kind of thing, right? So can we break this up a little bit? Maybe we can start with you, Deborah, on you know, this definition of tutoring and the purpose of tutoring at Howard Community College.
Sure. So the purpose of tutoring at Howard Community College is very similar to the definition that you mentioned, Chris. Our mission at the LAC is for students to become more efficient, successful, and most importantly, independent learners. And so what that means is something different for everyone. So some people may come to tutoring just to get a couple of questions answered or something clarified that they didn't understand in class. Some students may come to just learn how to study better, because that is definitely a skill that needs to be acquired in college. As I mentioned earlier, just using myself as an example, I was a very good student in high school. However, I didn't really try as hard in terms of the way that I studied, because some things came easily for me. But college was a completely different scenario in terms of the way that you had to study and how you had to manage your time. So we do things to help students just kind of transition. So the tutoring center will also do time management individually with students to kind of break down, you know, any of their individual circumstances. So for example, a student who's working 25 hours a week and taking a full credit load. So we might teach them, how do you break that down into making time for yourself as well as studying? Sometimes it could be that I'm trying to get into a program that I need a high GPA to get into. And so I just need a little extra help so that I'm going to try and make sure that I get an A in this course and do a little extra so that I'll be competitive for a restricted enrollment sort of program. Or I just need a little bit of help. So it's really different for every student. And the first step is really kind of asking for help and not feeling any sort of reluctance in that. That means that I just don't know what's going on, because that's definitely not the case.
I love what you said, because you mentioned academics, but you also said, you know, time management. And I understand how it relates to academics and to success, but that's a life skill, quite honestly. So it's not just, you know, let's look at your class, let's look at how to solve the problems, you know, for algebra or, you know, whatever science is. Let's really look at your lifestyle. Let's really look at your goals. Let's really look at where you're going and see where you need to improve, where we can make a little adjustment to make you more successful. Eileen, how does this definition translate into the Step Up program?
Well, our Step Up coaches would maybe be the person who helps students learn about Deborah's area, about the Learning Assistance Center, because maybe they don't know all of the services that we provide to help students succeed. So that's one of the roles of a Step Up coach. And it also continues with that empowerment that Deborah was talking about, because we're also helping them look at things differently, maybe asking a question, to ask them to look at a question a little bit differently, see it for a different time, something else, and how they can relate to that. Then the other part of that is that coach will ask those powerful questions, will be that connection to the college, will listen without judgment. So if you have that student who is maybe a little bit timid for going to that Learning Assistance Center, or just needs a connection with someone, that's their Step Up coach. This sort of like their personal cheerleader who says, great job, I'm really glad you went to the Learning Assistance Center, you know, that kind of a thing.
And, you know, from personal experience, I mean, I know that I start saying I usually never really did need assistance, but my life changed, my life turned. When I was just a dedicated student, it was a lot easier to pay attention and to learn, and it was a lot easier for me to just navigate school altogether. When I came back to higher education at HCC, I already had my children. I had both of them already, and I think my second one was actually quite young at the time. And my brain was just not, you know, I mean, it was juggling so many things that simple things, or things that really used to be really simple for me to get just in one, you know, in one class, I was struggling with. So I did go to the tutoring center at HCC when I was an HCC student. And I love what you said, Eileen, because it was really important for me. I did not feel judged, you know, and I was already a non-traditional student. I already was feeling in my heart that, oh my gosh, I'm already late, and I'm already like one of the older students here at Howard Community College, and now I'm here asking for help, right? So there was a little bit of a personal shame, right, going on, and I felt, as you said, Deborah, I was not courageous enough from the beginning to go and say, I need help. Because it takes courage. It really does take courage to say, can I please get a little extra assistance? I'm struggling here, and I really don't want to have to take this class again. And I really, you know, I really want to pass, and I want to move forward in my career. And I just want to applaud everybody who, you know, who has that ability to recognize that they need help and raise the hand quickly enough to say, can you just please help me? Because it did make a huge difference. There was you know, in my case, it was just not figuring out how to solve equations. And this, I have a hard time when a problem has words, but it requires numbers to solve it. I have a really hard time putting the two together for some reason. I guess that's always been one of the weaknesses of mine. And one of my classes, we got to a point where it was just all about that. And I really struggled with it. And the tutoring center at HEC at that time was right above from where registration is, and the floor above registration. Are you guys still located there?
Yes, we're still located there. And we always say the building with Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where I used to go all the time, you know, and that became my place, my home for a little bit. And I felt so empowered. I really felt so much better when I went to my classes and things started really clicking. And, you know, it put me at a much better place to continue with my class. I started enjoying my class and it became like a challenge. Like, let me see what I can get on my own. And then what I couldn't get, I was like, I would go to my tutor and be like, okay, I got this part, but I have no clue what to do here, you know? So it became a team and I really appreciated that. I could see that my tutor really was there for me and wanted me to succeed and was looking forward to meeting with me on a regular basis and see where I was progressing and, you know, kind of revisit some things that maybe still needed to be tweaked and stuff. So, you know, but is that all that tutoring is, or are there many different types of tutoring available through HEC?
Sure, we have many different types of tutoring available. We have what we call scheduled tutoring, which is where you would meet with a tutor in a group setting at the same time each week. So each of the students are in the same class, maybe not the same section, but definitely in the same class, and the tutor will work with a group of 2 to 3 students at the same time I mentioned every week for the remainder of the semester. We also have drop-in tutoring, which is kind of what I had alluded to earlier, which is where students on every hour that we're open can come to the Learning Assistance Center and get help in English and math every hour on the hour. And then we do also have some other courses that are available, but it kind of depends upon which tutor is doing drop-in. But we definitely try to put some science classes like chemistry and the biology, some of our more popular requested courses, on the drop-in schedule. So students can use drop-in while they're waiting to be assigned for scheduled, or they can just use that as many times as they want to. They can drop in as many times as they want to throughout the week.
You mentioned some of the sciences, and you mentioned, you know, which I think usually is what we think. We think we need tutoring with everything that's science, everything that's math. But writing, I was personally surprised to see that writing was actually one of the options at HEC. And I didn't mean to cut you off. So if we cover all of the types of tutoring,
yeah, we did. You know,
we can continue to.
Well, we do writing. Yeah, the math and English. So we have what we call the write room. And that's also a form of drop-in tutoring. So every hour there's a tutor that's a writing, an English tutor that you can come in and get some help with, you know, some sorts of papers. Sometimes people will use the drop-in write room tutoring for the semester, not necessarily scheduled, but to get help with papers. So it's not necessarily for English, but in those writing intensive courses like psychology and such, to learn about APA and MPA style and all of those things. And we also partner with the library to get some of those sorts of workshops for tutoring sorts of workshops in a group setting and individual as well. We also have online tutoring. And of course, now during the pandemic, and we'll probably talk about that more a little later, but previously we've also done online tutoring for nursing and some math courses. We were kind of piloting doing that before we actually turned to the remote environment.
And thank you for mentioning that, because yes, we're definitely gonna get there where we talk about how it has changed through the pandemic and how it's been offered. You know, I was talking about the building, you know, with Starbucks, and that's right. My experience, that's how it was, where we were sitting at a table, very close proximity with somebody and going over the exercises. How's tutoring working right now that we are all home?
So we are fully, we're fully remote at this point. And so students can go and register for tutoring on our website. We have two things that they would have to fill out. One is a registration form, and then the second thing is a tutoring application form. And once our office receives that, we then assign them to a tutor. And so they would have an email link, which would direct them to their tutor's actual Zoom room. So they would, once they're assigned, they just click on the link and they have a time and a day, and then they just click on and start their tutoring session. So we probably reassigned about a little over 800 students for the actual remote tutoring. And also this summer, we do drop-in. And so students have access to the schedule on the website, and they can just click on to a room for whatever it is that they need help for.
So you guys are trying to mimic what was available face-to-face, but in an online environment.
Yes, we definitely are mimicking that, because we are then open the same for the same availability. In the summer, we're open 12 to 5, Monday through Thursday. For the remote drop-in tutoring, but during the year we're open 7 days a week, and so we're definitely mimicking those same hours so that there's availability for 7 days a week.
Now, who is usually a tutor? Do you guys offer professional tutors, peer tutors, and what's the difference between the two?
We offer both tutors. We offer peer and professional. So professional tutors can be anyone from an adjunct or a full faculty member, but the majority that we have in the LAC are people who have been professionals in their field, so in those respective areas. So we can have someone from an accountant to a rocket scientist. We actually had two rocket scientists that were working for us, and so they do all of the engineering and calculus and, you know, the higher level math sort of things. But yeah, professionals who are in the field who just kind of want to give back and work with students. Our peer tutors are just what they are. They're students at HCC mostly. I don't think we've had from other colleges around the area, but the peer tutors are those students who've received an A or B in the courses that they wish to tutor in. So we probably have not that many, but it just depends from semester to semester how many we get.
So if students are listening and watching to this interview and they're interested either on tutoring, you know, they're like, oh, I'm really, really good at, I don't know, chemistry, and I want to help my peers. Or if somebody says, you know, I am struggling in chemistry and I need a little help, how do they get in touch with you and how do they sign up?
For the actual tutoring, they can go to the front desk. And we actually, what I didn't mention is that we do have a virtual front desk, a virtual LAC office. So people can pop in to the Zoom virtual office for the LAC and ask any questions that they may have. And then we'll direct them to the correct party. We also have an open advertisement on our jobs website and it just says tutoring. And so they can list what they're interested in, and someone will get in contact with them and set up a virtual interview.
That is so cool. That's the first time I actually hear of a virtual office working in that environment, you know, where it's an actual open Zoom chat where people can just drop in.
We kind of have to, because there will be definite glitches with the Zoom rooms. And then sometimes students will say, oh, I didn't receive my email, so, you know, who's my tutor? And then the tutors also have questions. So it kind of, we have to have it function the way that it did in the office, because there's a lot of traffic and a lot of questions. So that's why we kind of established that.
Well, definitely moving forward, right? Definitely. I'm moving right along, and to me, that's a new concept. So I like it. I like that idea. Eileen, let's talk about Step Up. You know, you mentioned that Step Up is a place where students can find about, you know, some of the services that Deborah just mentioned. So, what is Step Up?
So Step Up is a program that matches faculty and staff who volunteer with students who also volunteer. They generally meet once a week. It used to be face-to-face. Now it will be online or Zoom or email, however they choose to communicate. But it will still be that same concept where they will meet and talk about whatever it is that the student is on there is on the student's mind. And the coach has been trained to ask some questions, what we call powerful questions, and it just helps the students start looking at things just a little bit differently. But Deborah was just talking about matching scientists with scientists, where in Step Up, it's more random. So a nursing student wouldn't necessarily be matched with a nursing coach. And our coaches do come from all over campus. So they're faculty and staff, they're full-time, they're part-time, including our president, Dr. Hetherington, is a coach. Most of the president's team, as well as a lot of our faculty and staff. Some of our coaches are not faculty, so they may not really have a one-on-one connection with students. Suppose they're working in our payroll department, for instance. They may not really have much student contact, but when they go through this training and they volunteer, it's because they want to make a connection with a student and they want to help that student. So they're matched randomly. They meet once a week, and the whole point of it is to empower the student and to help them along their journey to succeed at the college.
Now, you said they can come and talk to you about whatever's in your mind. Let's explore that, because that leaves, you know, the door wide open. Is it really that open?
Absolutely it is. It does not have to be academic related at all. It could just be something along their line. So you talked about being, you know, a mom before you came to the college. Well, so you could talk to your coach about, you know, this is so hard because, you know, I try to do everything that I need to do for my kids and I'm running a household, and yet how am I supposed to find time for my homework? And so your coach is going to, you know, be sympathetic and empathize with you and say, wow, let's explore that. Let's think about what these possibilities might look like. What resources do you have at home that could possibly help you? So it's just, you know, exploring that in different ways.
So it sounds almost like I don't want to say a friend, but it's like having a support. With Deborah, we were talking mostly academic, right? We were talking mostly about the academics, even though we did say time management and other things like that. But here, I mean, we're going even deeper. We're going into, you know, how you're feeling. We're talking about your personal challenges. So to better differentiate, I think, Step Up and tutoring, what would you say is that element that breaks the two apart?
Okay, so the first thing is, one of the differences between a Step Up coach and say like a counselor, so although they can talk about whatever it is they want, our coaches are not trained counselors, so they're not going to go into your past and say, oh, look at that, let's sit on the couch and tell me all about your childhood. But what they're going to do is help you move forward from there. So one of the differences is exactly that it doesn't have to be academic. It can be life. It can be just, what do you need? It can be, you know what? I just need somebody to talk to, somebody who will listen to me talk about my fears or talk about my goals. I've never had somebody to just listen to me, you know, talk about myself and help me figure things out by listening to me, by not judging my questions or my thoughts. Who's just asking me some questions about, well, what would it look like if you couldn't fail and you wanted to explore, you know, a new career? What would that look like for you? So again, it's not going back into their past, but it's helping them look into the future.
Deborah, I think you had something that you wanted to add about the difference between tutoring and Step Up. I saw you unmuted your mic.
No, I was just actually agreeing in a sense. There, of course, with boundaries in tutoring, although it is academic, We always tell the students, I'm sorry, the tutors, you know, when we do orientation to kind of figure out what the motivation is to be a tutor and what it's going to be about. We also do talk about them being cheerleaders and coaches, because again, sometimes it's not really about the academics, but about the empowerment still. So they just need someone to kind of reassure them, you know what, you're doing a great job. Oh, you know what, you actually know this information. And so it can be, you know, something else that's formed out of that academic, what was initially an academic concern.
And Deborah knows all about that because she is also a step-up coach.
I am, and I love it.
So Eileen, who should enroll in Step Up?
Absolutely anyone who wants to make a connection at the college. So one of the things that I want to say is we've talked a lot about tutoring and about needing assistance, but we have students who don't really need that. There are Step Up students who have 4.0 GPAs, but they come back and talk to their coach every week. So it's making that connection, not always about academics. So some of those students who just want some support of somebody to talk to, or somebody who says exactly what Deborah was saying, you're doing a great job, you have this, and to be their cheerleader and just their one-on-one connection to the college. We all know that if there's a personal connection made, then a student succeeds better. They're more interested, they're more connected. And that's what the role of a step-up coach will help do as well.
The connection, you know, I value connection quite a bit. I think that it's really important. And I think that's one of the reasons why when we first said that we needed quarantine and social distance, when one of my first interviews, one of my first guests brought the concept of physically distancing, not socially distancing, because we need those social connections. We need to be connected. We need to continue to have those relationships, just not physically, you know. I really appreciated that idea because it's one thing, and I can be away, you know, my family is in Ecuador, so I know what being physically distant is, but I do have to say that actually socially distancing and not being able to talk or to connect with somebody else, that has a very negative impact. And I can speak for myself, and I know that I've seen it in friends and in other people. So it's really, really important. I really appreciate that. And having somebody to go and talk to in a non-judgmental environment, in a safe place where I can just go and be myself. It doesn't have to be about academics. It doesn't have to be about school. It can be, as you were saying, about my children and, you know, how do I handle this? Can you give me ideas? Or, you know, exploring just other ways of doing things. I think it's very, very valuable. Even if as a coach, maybe you don't really know what to say, just allowing that person to come and express what they're feeling, that is so liberating.
Absolutely. And that's true. And a coach doesn't necessarily have all your answers. As a matter of fact, the more that they listen and the less they talk is being a better coach, because they're letting you explore those options, or, you know, just to be a sounding board and say, well, what would that look like? So yes, it's definitely making that connection and helping through this time. And it's harder. I think that a lot of our students who are online this semester will have a difficult time with that connection or not. So if Step Up can provide that extra oomph, that extra step, that extra connection, I think that will really, a lot of our students will really benefit from that.
Can you share maybe some stories, you know, of students, the difference that you guys have made in students' lives in past semesters? Or maybe if you have something that's current, maybe you've seen a difference in somebody who's at home right now.
Certainly. So one of my coaches sent me a note just recently saying that the student that they had was an international student who struggled with language barriers, with shyness, and just simply being assertive and connecting with other students as well as faculty and staff. So after I think it's been about 4 semesters with this coach. The student has now been accepted to Towson University and the University of Maryland into their teaching program. Well, this student says that I couldn't have done that. I couldn't even have applied to those programs without the assistance of a coach who helped me build my confidence and helped me talk things through, and let me see that I can do this. So that's one of the most recent stories, but there are connections everywhere. So coaches and students can stay matched for as long as they choose, as long as the student is taking classes, enrolled in the college, and the instructor and the coach is not one of their class instructors. So if a student is there, maybe taking a class or two each semester and just sort of plugging along, and semester after semester they're there, they can have the same coach during that whole time, or they could ask for a new coach, or if a student comes and it's their first semester on campus and they just simply are lost and don't know anything about this whole process of college. And then after a semester, they're like, hey, I got this, I can do this. Then we've met their need, whether it's been that they were there with us with Step Up for one semester or for many, many semesters. They can get what they need. As far as other stories, it's funny because I have coaches who are invited to their students' weddings, like many, many years later, because they say, I owe my progress of where I am to Howard Community College and to your Step Up program and all the resources that I was able to learn about through that. And so I will get letters saying that they've been in touch for 10 years afterwards. It's just really nice.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's really, really powerful, you know, to know that it's a connection that continues to go on way after you've graduated into your life. And it just gave you the tools or the, like a safety net almost, it sounds like, at the time that you needed it.
That's right.
So what are some of the benefits of the program?
So the benefits are exactly that, making that personal connection, learning about resources that they may not know about. I had a student the other day, my Step Up student was taking a psychology class and was asking about APA guidelines. Well, I haven't taken a class that used those in forever. So I didn't know, you know, I'm not going to give her any instruction on that. But what I could say to her was, go to the library, go on the website. They have guidelines as well as they actually have they have staff who will meet with students and help them. So although I couldn't do that for them, I could help them get there. So the other benefits are simply to help them move along in their journey and not to just flounder. So, you know, when you think about, I'm going to college, okay. So what do you want to get out of your time here at HCC? What are you looking to get here? Because whatever you put into it, you will get back just more and more, and it will continue giving.
Deborah, what are some of the success stories that you guys have to share with us from tutoring? What's, you know, the differences that you guys are seeing in the students?
Oh, I mean, we have students that it's hard to kind of quantify, but we have about, during non-pandemic times, we have about 100 tutors. This particular past spring semester, we had about 65. So we generally do a survey for students at the end of the semester, and they will write little notes to their tutors to kind of talk about how well they've done and how they appreciate the support. But in terms of metrics, for sure, we have to analyze what we do every semester. And if students go to tutoring overall, it's about a 75 to 78% success rate for students getting a C or better. So we know that it works. whether they are there 2 times or they come, you know, 26 times or 52 times, we know that it definitely works. And so we're really proud, and we have a lot of our tutors that have been with us for a really long time, and they love to hear back from the students, because sometimes we never hear back from them, but they will come and visit and ask for particular people to see if they're still there. And they have talked to me about the support that they've received and how it's been very helpful for them.
And that's wonderful. It's good to know that there are resources at Howard Community College. It's good to know that if you're struggling, and, you know, I just want to emphasize this again, the idea of struggle. You know, we see struggle as a bad thing, and it really is not. A struggle means that you're growing. Struggle means that you're out of your comfort zone, that you're in a place of growth. And that's why you're struggling, because it's maybe something that you haven't done before, is maybe something that you have not encountered before, and now you're there. So don't take it as a bad thing. We put a negative connotation into struggle when it really is, you're taking steps towards, you know, bettering yourself, and it's only normal to expect a little struggle as you're navigating things that you haven't done before. So that's where, you know, a tutor, that's where a coach can come in and be that helping hand, be that guiding person that can help you get through that time and continue to help you succeed in your path as you continue to move forward. Are there other opportunities through either, you know, tutoring or the Step Up program, like I know scholarships or other things like that that complement what you guys are doing?
So Step Up does have 2 scholarships, one for our, one that's given in the fall and one that's given in the spring. They are only for Step Up students who were actively participating the semester before. And their coach writes a letter of recommendation as well. And they're small scholarships. They're you know, $250 maybe. But they help. And it could be, you know, to help buy some books, or it could be, you know, to help transportation to and from the school, when we were on campus anyway. But so we do have opportunities, one for fall, one for spring scholarship. And other benefits, I think, as Deborah mentioned, as with tutoring and Step Up, our statistics, we are a statistic-driven college, and we do look at our success rates as programs. And so for Step Up, students who complete the semester tend to have a higher grade point average than a random match group. They re-enroll to the college the next semester at a higher rate. And again, it's making that connection. They generally have earn a higher ratio of credits earned versus attempted, meaning that they passed their classes at a higher level. So there are so many benefits. And as I said, the scholarship is just one of them.
Deborah, so you are working in the tutoring department, right? And you're helping students, yet you're also Step Up coach. I want to explore that a little bit. You know, why did you feel the need to complement, you know, tutoring and Step Up and actually be part of both of them?
Well, as an administrator, I really have a lower level of contact, front level contact with students. And I, you know, part of the reason that I'm in education is because I love students. And so in order to have more contact and, you know, a real more personalized kind of relationship, that's why I chose to be a Step Up coach, because I, you know, I love the student interaction. So, and I don't get as much as I would like to. So that was an opportunity to kind of give back in that way.
And I have to say, so what I do at HEC, I do have student interaction, and I have students who come to me. We do internships and we offer other opportunities for learning and growth like that. A couple of times I've have been asked if I would teach a class, and I am really nervous about the idea. And I really, you know, I don't see myself as a teacher. And I, you know, like I really, at this point in my life, it's like, I really don't think I could do it, right? Yet I love the one-on-one interaction when I have an intern at the radio station. and I find myself teaching, and I find myself doing everything that a teacher would do in a classroom, right? Creating assignments and exploring, in their cases, how to edit, how to record, and it's so cool to see when they get it and when they get excited and they learn something and how much love they put into the projects. And I think that that's that you both can relate to that experience that I have. I don't see myself prepared to go in front of a classroom of 30 students yet, but that one-on-one experience really allows me to, as you were saying, create that connection, develop that relationship, understand where the student is, understand where they're going, what they want to get from the internship when they come here, and establish a really, really, really nice connection and see them grow. And I value that a lot as a staff. And I can see that the students also value that a lot from where they are, because it really allows them to grow and bring something different when they go into their next step in their process of schooling and studying.
Well, I would say to that, it sounds like we have a new step-up coach who needs to attend our training, a new training session in August 19th. And I think that you would be perfect for that attendance.
Thank you, Eileen. And, you know, maybe somebody else is feeling intimidated. Like, teaching intimidates me so much. You know, the idea of being in front of a classroom with all of this different personalities and students, but one-on-one is something that I've come to really value. So if somebody is, you know, who works at HEC has not maybe thought about having this type of relationship with a student, and they want a little more, because there's a lot of us who are not teaching. There's a lot of us who are behind the scenes kind of thing, right?
At HEC. Absolutely.
And don't have that connection with the students. There is a great opportunity that's, at least how I see it, is really non-threatening. It's easier, at least for me. It's not intimidating to be with one student. It allows you to really have and develop that relationship with somebody. And I've done it through scholarships. I will consider doing step up.
And one of the benefits of that is it's not a lifetime commitment like some of the committees you get on, where it's like, I'll never get off of this committee. If this semester you want to coach, but next semester maybe you're doing a promotion project and you can't, that's okay. You just step out whenever you need to, and you can step back in whenever the faculty or staff have time to. So we sort of meet coaches where they are as well. So we'd love to have you.
So it's taking everybody into consideration, the students, yes, the coaches, and their needs. That's wonderful. Yeah. So for students who might be at home right now and they're saying, you know, I really think that I want to have a tutor, or I would love to explore having a coach. Deborah, how can they get in touch with you? What's the best way to connect with you guys right now?
The best way to connect with us is via the website. And we have the email addresses for students to get in contact with the office. If they want to do a tutor, they would just have to fill out those two forms, and then someone will get back to you very shortly about a time in which you can talk about whatever your questions are and or schedule for a tutor.
So the website would be howardcc.edu, and then on the search bar, search for tutoring, or is there a specific?
Yes, you can just search for tutoring and it'll bring you to the Learning Assistance Center's page.
And Eileen, how do we connect with you?
So we are also on the website, so it's www.howardcc.edu/step-up. And that is how you would get there. The application is on there. There is also a Step Up email address, which is stepup@ howardcc.edu. I watch both of those accounts, the email as well as the applications. So I would respond as soon as possible.
Wonderful. I think we've covered most of it. And I think, you know, I'm sure that for anybody who has not considered having a coach before, or, you know, having a tutor before, there's a lot of questions. It's, as I said, it can be intimidating to be able to say, I need help, take that first step, take that courage. So is there anything else that you guys would like to add before we wrap our conversation up, to maybe put somebody at ease, you know, to maybe just give them that extra push to really just raise their hand and say, I want to have a coach. I want to have a tutor. I need some help here. I need some help there.
I would just say to remember that we're here to help, and that there is no judgment in terms of getting a tutor or asking for assistance. It's part of who we become when we become college students. It's all about what you mentioned earlier, Chris, which is growth and becoming an independent learner and learning the ways in which to do that, how to make that independence happen as you continue to grow, and that we're here for you for that journey. And that mostly we, just to add a plug, we do all courses. I would say most courses at the college, so it's not limited. So if you have a need, please come and ask us if we actually offer that subject. And then we also, if we have more than 5 students who are in need of a particular subject and we don't have that, then we'll try to find somebody for you. So all you have to do is take that first step and ask for help, and we'll be here to guide you.
That's great. I would say pretty much the exact same thing.
And I would say that sometimes I think that students are intimidated by thinking, oh my gosh, I might have a professor. Oh, and they'll think that I'm, you know, not very intelligent. Well, first of all, that's a misconception. Obviously, everyone is there to help our students succeed, but you may not be matched with a professor or anyone in, you know, the academic faculty area. You could be matched with a staff person who probably is doing this because they know exactly how you feel. And they were probably in your seat at one time. I know I was an adult learner and went back to school with, you know, looking at all these young teenage and young adults thinking, what am I doing here? And, you know, and then when I couldn't, you know, I needed a tutor in math. And math was like my hardest subject for me. It was so difficult. But I think at that point, you sort of realize, you know what, I just need to do what I need to do to get by. And so many of our coaches have been in your spot and you know, can empathize and sympathize and know exactly where you are and just want, the only thing they want is to help you succeed and help you to get there.
Eileen and Deborah, thank you both so much for what you do at Howard Community College for all of our students. Thank you for this conversation. Everybody, if you have more questions, remember to go to howardcc.edu. You can search for Step Up and you can search for tutoring. And that's where you can connect with everybody right now.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.